Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome. This is Joanna, and I am so happy to be here for our second coaching clinic call for level two. Yay! I always love the coaching clinic calls because they're an opportunity for us to really go deeper with any case, client case studies that you have. So, like, any client situations that you're struggling with, or not even struggling with, but you're just like, I'm not exactly quite sure how to move forward, or you have some options, or she's getting stuck in this place, or what can I do to make it better? You know, this is the opportunity to just bring any of those client questions, client case studies forward. This call is also our monthly opportunity to just look at you know, any inner stuff that's going on with you that you feel like you need support on in order to just show up more fully for your clients or to level up the work that you're doing with your clients. And then this is also just a really beautiful opportunity. I always like to also include in our clinic calls, if you have any questions, if you're in any sales processes right now, like enrollment conversations, and hopefully everyone has had a chance to listen to my enrollment conversations training that you have as a bonus for Sacred Depths. But I feel like a lot of what happens in those enrollment conversations is coaching related. So this is our time to just take a look at any of that to help you with whatever you need in a more one-on-one way. So all that being said, let me get us into lecture mode. Wonderful. So star two, what can I help you with? And it looks like not all of us are on the call today, so there's plenty of space to bring forward your question. What can I help you with, star two? I don't know who this is. I've just taken you off mute. 3228 are your last numbers.
It's Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn.
Out in California.
How are you?
Hey, Joanna,
oh, I didn't recognize because you didn't come up as your normal Carolyn.
Oh, okay. Same number, same everything, so this is cool. Oh, yay. So, okay, so I'm running up against, so I have a mix of male and female clients. You know my practice as far as I do muscle therapy work and do body mind coaching, I think. And so people come in for a combination of the two because we work the pain, then we go through coaching around that. So I had two individuals, one last week, where there was some resistance. Not even some, there was resistance, let's put it that way. She wanted to spend more time talking. It was funny because it was part of what we talked about, I think, the call before, where they'll want to talk more and not really, they'll go around circles. So I recognized I needed to create a better container, which I did that time last week after all of that. But there was still a need to just keep her wanting to, she wanted to keep talking. How, talking and then it felt like more of a fight. That she wanted to make a point that, you know, I'm already doing all these things, but you're still experiencing this pain in your physical body. So what can you do differently and view this a little bit differently? So I started walking down the questions, and then she got bristly. It's the best way I can put it.
Yep. And help. Share with me a little bit about how she got bristly.
Defensive is probably a good word. Well, I already told you I did that. That's usually the response I get from her.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
How do you manage that? Because it does take you. So there was quietness. I had to just go quiet because it was like, okay, how do you respond to something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so glad you're bringing it forward. So there is an inner and an outer strategy and piece
okay.
to this. So cool. Let's just look at the inner first before I can kind of just give you outer instruction or, you know, we can co-create.
Okay.
So when she got a little bristly and was like, well, I already did that, what happened for you? What popped up in your mind? What fears came up for you?
So my defenses went up.
Mm-hmm.
And I could feel myself go, I wanted to just, for lack of a better word, I was ready to push. Might stop. Don't go there.
Mm-hmm.
I had to really pull myself back and go, okay, just breathe. That's why the pause of, okay, mm-hmm. this has nothing to do with me. This is about
mm-hmm.
her.
Mm-hmm.
And I may have touched on something she don't want to go there. So that I had to really take the pause. And she's just looking at me. I'm being really quiet and having that inner dialogue going, don't go there. Take a breath. So it did. It caused me, at least in that incident, wants to just push back.
Yeah. Okay, good. So let's just focus there for a little bit more.
Okay.
It sounds like your response was really beautiful. So it's, of course, you were like taken off for a moment, right? You know, even me,
yeah.
right? Like
yeah.
there is like that moment, but it sounds like you were really able to bring yourself back to center quickly, to remind yourself of the truth that it's not about you, it's about her.
Right.
Right. And then here's some pieces I want to add on for
okay.
you when that happens,
cool.
just on the inner
okay.
and the energetics.
Okay.
So where I want you to, like, lean in even more when someone gets
okay.
bristly is not only
mm-hmm.
to remember that it's not about you, but to tell yourself, ooh, this is good. We hit on something juicy here, and that's why
oh.
things are getting stirred up.
Okay.
Right, because our tendency is to, like, get scared, right, that we
yes.
did something wrong
yes.
or something has gone off track or, you know, it's like whatever the it is, it's not going to
mm-hmm.
work, right? When the truth
uh-huh.
is when somebody gets a little activated, when somebody goes into a little bit of resistance,
yeah,
it means that we're starting to kind of move into, you know, stretching this client a little
okay.
bit.
Cool.
Okay. And then here's
okay.
the next place I want you to lean into.
Okay.
Even when my client is seemingly pissed off at me. In
uh-huh.
parentheses,
okay. Yeah.
Even
yes,
when
yes,
the client is seemingly pissed off, maybe even at me.
Uh-huh.
My job is to love her and honor her exactly where she is.
Okay.
So that's really important on an energetic level, because I'm going to tell you next how to work with resistance.
Okay, cool.
But if you are feeling like, oh, my God, we've gotten off track and it's not good, and if you're not loving and honoring your client, then the steps that I give you aren't going to come off the right way, right? They can
okay.
feel
okay.
it.
Okay.
Does that make sense, what I'm saying?
Totally.
And you know, because
mm-hmm.
you work with the body and you work with energy, right?
Right, I do.
So are there any beliefs that you have that you think would stand in your way of just really loving and honoring your clients, mm. even when they may seemingly be angry at you?
As you say that, the first belief that comes up is, did I do something wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And is it my, you know, what can I do to fix this? I don't know if that's a belief or more of just a reaction to.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That kind of bristle.
Yeah. So what would be a shift, a powerful shift there for you, or a powerful new belief?
A new belief would be, it really has nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
Right, and just step back. And it's, as we're talking through this, I can actually see my oldest child, because she tends to bristle me.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, what happens with my oldest? That's
uh-huh.
Oh, don't get into it. Just pull back. Feel my energy pull back, not go into the energy completely, just pull back and honor where I'm at and go, okay, it has nothing. It's the self-talk. The shift is my self-talk.
Yeah.
But this has nothing to do with me. And
yeah.
yes, I've hit some edges on her, and I just need to let her be where she's at the moment and collect myself.
Yes. Yes. Beautiful. So that's the inner piece.
Okay.
And let's just take this a step further. So just bring yourself back into that situation with that client. She was bristly, and now you've reset. You've reminded yourself it's not about you. You know that this is coming up because there's something juicy that has the potential to take place.
Right.
And you're really loving and honoring your client. Like, feel all of that. So what would you do next then if all of that was in place? Where would you take the conversation next?
My inclination, as you said that, is to probe a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Gently.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for, you know, I'm noticing that this is creating a little bit of tension. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah. Good. So I'm going to make a little tweak in what you just said.
Okay.
Total
okay,
right
cool.
direction.
Okay.
So I'm sensing that this is, what was the words that you used? I'm noticing that I just
creating some tension.
Yeah, so I'm sensing, instead of noticing, you may, sometimes, I mean, it just depends on the person. And
this
I'm sensing
yeah.
is a little lighter, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, I'm sensing.
It is a lot lighter.
Mm-hmm. I'm sensing that there's a little, you've got a little tension around this, and that, you know, and tell me if I'm getting this right, like, almost that, you know, it feels like, you're a little bit on the defensive around taking this action. I just want to check in. Am I getting that right? Because I my intention wasn't to put you in the defensive, if that's the case.
Ooh, I like that.
So what's
something?
Ooh,
I like that.
What do you like about it?
It just feels lighter.
Yeah.
It's not get my tendency to go straight to it as opposed to, and this is going straight, but it's just softer.
Yeah. Yeah. So it just, like, gives space for
yeah.
the client, right, to just, like, you're naming it, which we need to do, because anytime
mm-hmm.
there's any kind of anger or defense or, you know, whatever in the conversation, we have to name it
right.
in order for the conversation to remain authentic, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But to do it in a way, and also like that you might be getting it wrong. You tell me if I'm not getting this right, but this is my sense, right? And it's just like
mm-hmm.
flipping in there, like that's not my, that wasn't my intention at all.
Yeah. Okay,
and
cool.
then
I like
what
that
can do is it can open up a conversation. You know, hopefully she will say, yeah, you're right. and you can say, well, great, that's normal, right? It's so normal to feel tension when you've tried something and it hasn't worked out, or, you know, whatever the situation is. I so hear you. I've so been there before.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see if we can get underneath that a little bit more. Like, what's actually going on for you here? What are you scared of? What's the fear? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that can open up a bigger conversation
yeah.
and really deflate the bristliness that you
okay.
were talking about.
Yeah, I like that.
Awesome.
Yeah, I like the softer approach.
Mm-hmm.
I'm chuckling at myself because my tendency is when people are at the table, I will just go for it. I'll warn them it's coming, but, you know, I just go for it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, and I love that you go for it because, like, I think actually most people's tendency is to not go for it and just avoid it. So it's actually excellent that you're going for it. And again, like, I think staying direct is so important, but, like, softening,
mm-hmm.
just
soften
softening
it,
yep. it around the edges
yes, yes, yes.
can be really helpful.
Yes, yes. yes, very helpful. Yeah.
Great.
And that is the feedback from my own children. That I'm. It just it goes both sides, just not just in business, but it's like,
it's
yeah, mom,
so
you
true. I
softer.
Mean, I, like, I, you're right, I laugh at myself that I often compare coaching to parenting, but there just
yeah.
are parallels. It just is what it is.
So. There are. It's like, put the axe down, mom. You don't need to do it that way. So I can put my axe down and the hammer down here and just go a little softer.
yeah.
I have to laugh at myself. Sorry.
yeah. yeah, totally.
Cool. Oh, that was very helpful.
Okay, good. I'm so, so glad. Thank you for bringing that forward.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Great. Okay, who's next? Star 2, what can I help you with? like I said, we're a little bit of a smaller group today, so there's plenty of space to bring forward questions. Don't be shy. What is it that you need support with? What's going on with your clients or with you that I can help you with? Who is this? 0684, the last number.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hi, Joanna. Can you hear me?
Yes. Is that Nicole?
Yeah, that's me. It's Nicole from
Hi.
The Netherlands. Hi. Well, thank you. This was very was a good question from her, and I already learned a lot. But I have a question about a current client of mine.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, we have two coach calls left, and she feels she's not there yet. She sent me an email, and she said, I feel I'm not there yet. And so far, we discussed her leadership and some actual questions about her dispute with a team member. She had a lot of trouble with a team member. I helped her with a lot of questions and to acknowledge a lot of things and her role. This was very important for her. But the initial question she had in this coaching was, how can I live more the life I'd like to? And it all was about her work and everything. And so now we have two coach calls left, and now she feels she's not there yet. So I asked her where exactly she'd like to be. So maybe, well, the call tomorrow is about visioning. So I think that's an important call for me as well. But my question is, what would you do? Do you have any suggestions how I can help her maybe in a more creative way than I did so far?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm making myself clear. But
yeah, you are. You are. It's a great question. So I'll lay out some pieces. What I'm about to lay out, I actually go into in detail in like a 90-minute call towards the end of the of Sacred Depths, but I'm going to lay out some pieces for you now that I think will be helpful
you.
For you and for everyone else. So whenever I work with someone privately, there's a couple of things. Okay, so whenever I work with somebody privately, when we get towards the end of their cycle, the end of their program,
mm-hmm.
I will set up a complimentary next steps call.
Okay.
And you're actually at the exact right moment to do it. I usually try to schedule it when we have two calls left. You know, And I give them, it's a free, you know, it's complimentary, it's 45 minutes to an hour, and the call is meant to do a couple of things. One of the things for the next steps call is to begin to pull together these loose ends that, you know, you're talking about that your client is bringing up. It's just so helpful for clients. But the
mm-hmm.
other purpose, there's a business purpose to it as well, which is that if I want to continue working with the client, it's a really beautiful setup to continue our work together into the next round.
Mm-hmm.
And in this next steps call, there are a couple of things that I do. So the first thing that I do is I really make space to look at how far, like where the client has grown and progressed
mm-hmm.
and moved
mm-hmm.
forward since we started working together. And we look at both outer pieces, like, you know, X, Y, and Z happened, but we also really look at inner pieces. I'm more confident than I was before. You know, my resilience isn't where I want it to be, but I can see such a difference in my resilience from when
mm-hmm.
we started, being softer with myself, right, whatever it is. And so we spend a good amount of time really celebrating what has changed and what has shifted. And I will add in, oftentimes our clients can't for themselves see all the ways they've grown and all the things
mm-hmm.
to celebrate. And so I will certainly add in all of my opinions and observations there.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, ask if it resonates. Then the next thing I'll ask is, okay, so then from where you are now and all of these shifts and you know, these inner and outer accomplishments and growth that have happened, you know, from where you are now, where would you like to be in 6 months from now or 12 months from now, you know, whatever it is, I usually will say 12 months. And then we'll have a discussion around what she sees next for herself.
Yeah.
And again, I will add in, because our clients tend to underestimate what's possible for them sometimes, or overestimate, right? So we'll co-create the vision together.
Oh,
and then
okay.
from
yeah.
there, the next question I'll ask, the next part of the conversation is, okay, so what's going to be required of you to get to this new place, this new vision, these new goals? And what are you going to need support with? And that's
okay.
a part
yeah.
of the conversation. You'd laid that all out. And that's also the part of the conversation where, you know, you, one of the part of things that you might add is like, you know, I know that you wanted A to happen over these last 6 months that we've been working together. And that, you know, I just want to honor, like, that didn't quite happen. And I think what was missing for you was, right, it might be persistent and consistent action. It might be creating space for yourself, you know, whatever it is. And so, like, what I really want to challenge you to, you know, as you move forward, and especially if we continue to work together, is I really want to challenge you to create an hour every week, just for, or, you know, whatever it is that you sense they needed that was
yeah.
missing. Right? And so that way you can have a full discussion about it, and it can really tie up those loose ends. It's a beautiful creating awareness session, honoring, you know, acknowledging by celebrating, acknowledging by honoring what is, strategizing. There's so much that can go on there. So that's what I would suggest that you do. And then the other thing I'll just throw in there, you know, what's important is, even though I dedicate a call to that towards the end of a cycle, I am always tracking my clients' progress throughout our work together. And obviously, like, in many ways, doing all of these things throughout, like honoring, right, assessing what worked, what didn't work, what's needed next. So so it's like in many ways that process should be happening throughout, and then you want a separate opportunity to do it towards the end of a cycle. How does all of that feel for you?
Really, really helpful. You, it's a great idea to do the complementary, the next steps call. I love the name, the next steps call. I think I'd like to mail her and to suggest it, because I always coach in packages, so they don't pay every call. So it's quite a package, and if there is an extra call needed, it's always included. So I really love to offer her this complimentary next steps call, because I think it's really, this is the moment to do so. And you really helped me with this to acknowledge all these things, and also to celebrate, because she's very critical. And so far, we only worked with all the stuff with her team member. But I think the focus can be now on herself, to honor where she is and what she'd like to do. So, well, thank you. It's very helpful. I wrote a whole bunch of words.
Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, I will. So I'll make I make an appointment with her, and I'll post it in the Facebook group, how she reacts and how it goes, because I think it's very helpful for all of us. And it's a good suggestion. Love it. Thank you very much. Very helpful. Yeah.
So welcome. You're so welcome. Good. All right. Who's next? Star 2. What can I help you with? What's going on for you? Also, like, if you want to bring forward what's been going on in your partner calls too, you know, we could look at that as client cases as well. So star 2. What can I help you with? I know you guys have stuff going on that you want to ask me. Don't be shy. All right. Let's see. Who is this? Your last which numbers are 0267.
Hello, Joanna. This is Pamela.
Hi.
Hi. I don't know if my question, if this is the appropriate forum, so you could tell me if it's not. I haven't started coaching in this way. In the past, I did nutrition coaching, which did involve a lot of emotional coaching. And I'm trying to figure out how to proceed. I hired someone to do a website for me 2 years ago, and I haven't figured my stuff out yet, and she's been so kind and patient, but I'm trying to combine like deep emotional coaching and eating psychology coaching along with functional medicine coaching. So I would want to work with women that have children and are in a relationship and also have problems with emotional eating. And then subsequently have some health problems based off of years of emotional eating. And I'm trying to figure out a way to combine that where I could put that like into a message so people understand.
Yeah. So what would that message sound like? you actually know. So I'll start the sentence off for you and you can finish it. So if you are a mother who struggles with emotional eating, here's what I want you to know. What do you want them to know?
That you can create a life that you love and that mothering doesn't have to be so hard, and you could also have an amazing marriage. I don't know how to word it nicely, but I see women.
That's okay. You just worded it simply and beautifully. Keep on going. What else do you want this woman to know? What is just like vital from all that you've learned and your experience and all the ways you've helped others and yourself? What else do you want this woman to know?
That it's not a choice between choosing like their partners or their kids or themselves, that they all matter. It doesn't have to be that if you take care of yourself, you can't take care of your kids, or if you take care of your kids, you put yourself last. That seems to be the perception, but I don't think it has to be that way.
Yes, beautiful, good. Keep on going. What else do you want this woman to know about her health and about her emotional eating?
I see women sacrificing passion for chocolate a lot, and they openly say it. And the food really isn't worth it, but see, that's, I kind of get stuck.
You're doing really well. I'm going to just prod you a little bit. For the mother that is an emotional eater, what is the medicine or pieces of medicine that she needs? It can be inner or outer. And what I mean by that is like, you know, outer like functional medicine, right? Like looking, you know, getting tested for X, Y, and Z, looking holistic, you know, whatever it is. Or inner, that it's about, you know, I'm just making this up, like learning to really trust and honor her passion, and to, instead of distract herself from it, lean into it.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it that you know from your experience and how you really help these women that they really need?
That they need to feel good enough. And so many of them didn't have a really loving, caring mother figure. And they seem so lacking in it. And then now they're so unsure how to mother or care for others. And they always feel they're not doing it well enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it eats away at them. And then they pull back from their partners. They eat. And it's a whole self-worth issue.
Beautiful. So what I'm hearing just from everything you've shared so far, like from the start, Pamela, that a lot of your messaging is going to be speaking to this woman who struggles with all the things you've been talking about and telling her that when the two of you work together, yes, you'll be looking at the functional medicine. Yes, you'll be looking at the tests. Yes, you'll be talking about her food and all of that. But the other vital work that you're going to be doing together is the self-worth work. Because what you've seen from decades of experience is that all of those outer pieces of the functional medicine are super powerful, but that they're not going to be executed upon unless you also work on the self-worth piece. That's the missing piece.
Yes.
How does all of that land for you?
That's perfect. Does it seem like too much of a... Most people are so specific, and I feel like I integrate so much, but I can't separate it, because if you're in a horrible marriage, you're not going to take care of yourself. You're going to be emotionally a wreck. Then you don't parent well. Then your kids have problems. And it's this whole circle to me.
I think your ideal client needs, like, that is what she wants, is to be able to untangle all of that and find herself and her passion in it, plus take better care of herself and her eating habits. Would you agree?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just who you're targeting. You know, someone who doesn't want to do that kind of work is not actually your ideal client. So it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't need millions of clients, so that's okay.
Yeah. And there, I guarantee there's more than enough for who you're targeting.
Yeah. No, I do. I mean, I run a 9,000-member Facebook group for homeschooling moms. And so I hear this time and time again, marriages are failing, the moms are falling apart, the kids are miserable. Yeah. So I read it daily.
Yeah, you know. And if I remember correctly, I was just so impressed because you are a mother of a number of you have more than one or two children.
Eight,
yeah. And mm-hmm. And you get it too, right? Like you get how hard
yes.
it can be, right? So it's
mm-hmm.
like you're perfectly suited to serve this woman who's thinking in all of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. You make that sound so simple.
You're welcome. You have this recording to go back to too if you didn't catch, you know, any languaging that you shared or I shared that you want to use. Okay?
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Awesome. We veered off a little bit into marketing, but I think that's okay for our call today. So what else can I help you guys with? Kelsey.
Hi, Joanna. I mostly just have a really simple, maybe basic question, a little
Great.
Generic. What do you do when you're kind of bored or in the coaching relationship with someone?
Mm-hmm.
It just feels boring. How do you Is there a way?
Yeah. So do you have a specific example?
I have two that come to mind. One, I may have solved a little bit, but she just every week wanted to talk about her relationship and And, you know, the best I could was like, I eventually said she should go to therapy. She was in a really pretty bad relationship that needed to end, and it finally ended. And just the boredom of every week, that being what she wanted to talk about, when there didn't seem to me any more value I could add or any more self-reflection I could have her do, it just was so repetitive. That's one. And then another is sort of an executive woman that also probably isn't super happy in her job and in her life and whatever. And I guess maybe that's the theme, is when someone's really stuck, maybe I don't have a good, I don't know, I'm not getting them unstuck and it starts to get boring. Those are two examples that come to the top of my head. Or maybe boring isn't the right word. Maybe I am bored, but I also feel like helpless, maybe, like, okay, not making an impact here.
Yeah. Okay. So this so far is just really good because we're just clarifying even more what's kind of going on for you, right? It sounds like you're tending to get bored or frustrated or both when you have clients that are just kind of stuck and, at least in your perception, not making any forward movement. And just kind of coming, you're like regurgitating the same things over and over again. Does that sound right?
Yeah. Although even as you say that, I think both of them, well, one eventually did, you know, end the relationship, or actually he did, so that was helpful. So they were, I guess they are making progress, and I sort of like deep down know that they are. So it isn't just that they're not making progress. It's maybe that I don't know why I'm bored. Maybe it doesn't feel, I'm going to take the executive one for a minute because it's more present right now. I guess maybe not changing in the deep ways that I sort of think I know would be so helpful for her.
So it's kind of coming back to that same piece of you're getting bored because there's like an expectation of change that either isn't happening or you're perceiving isn't happening.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So the reason why I'm saying either isn't happening or you're perceiving that it isn't, because you've already kind of shared that, like, deep down you know that shifts are happening. So the first question I want to ask is, like, is that present with you when you're actually working with these clients? Are you going into your sessions feeling like, oh, my God, they haven't changed and nothing is changing and nothing will change? Or are you going into your sessions seeing possibility for them as well as seeing the progress that they have made and really honoring it, you know, internal, like for yourself, inside of yourself?
Probably somewhere in between. Right. I'm not like, you know, starting the call like a grumpy old man or anything, but I definitely am probably not stepping fully into the honoring all the possibilities and the growth that is happening. And there is a way that I might be starting already prepared. Oh, it's going to be another one of those calls.
Yeah. Good. So I'm glad you can already see like the energy, right? That's happening. A little bit there. Energy follows energy too, by the way. So like if that's what you're stepping into the container with, whether you realize it or not, that's kind of how you're leading too.
Right.
So let's take the executive. Let's just go deeper in that example. And just tell me, what progress has she made so far, inner or outer? Like, what are some of the new shifts, new habits, new patterns, or anything outer that you've seen happen for her?
Well, okay, yeah. Well, she is learning to trust more, right? It's a spectrum. She still is not super trusting, but it's more, you know, trusting others and delegating and setting better boundaries for herself, better than she was.
Mm-hmm.
She is being more self-compassionate and therefore more compassionate to others on her team.
Mm-hmm.
She is, she's, I would say the boundaries and the self-compassion are two areas where she is making some progress. Yes.
Awesome. So let's just pause there for a moment. Is that boring to you, or when you think about that, is that kind of like exciting and kind of cool?
It's exciting and super cool.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
Well, there's a way, I'm just noticing this is not, you know, I'm not proud of this. Like, I want her to have made more progress because it's been so long and, you know.
Of course, I hear you. And that is so common, right? Like, yes, that is human nature. But building on what the progress that has been made is going to help her create quicker progress than just focusing on what hasn't been done.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense, what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So let's actually take this a step further. Okay, so like there's a lot more trust, there's a lot more self-compassion, there's a lot more compassion of others. And then let me just ask you, like, in what other areas are you just seeing, like, maybe it's not even like a seed yet, but it's just like there's like poking in the darkness of like there's something is brewing, something is happening, like there's opportunity for growth that you're starting to see.
For her?
Mm-hmm. It's like right there.
Yeah. Well, more self-love, more self-trust, more honesty, more appreciation for herself and others.
Mm-hmm.
What else do I see? It's funny, you know, as you ask this question, I realize because I've been bored, I might not have even been looking as closely at, like, I feel like I should see something else.
Don't judge yourself for what you have. I'm just like, in this moment, what's the potential that you see for her, for what's next for her?
More letting go, really. More honoring what her heart really wants. You know, sort of eventually, because she's waiting for some big payout and she doesn't even really want to be there anymore. And so maybe... I see what's sort of just under the surface is her own self-realization that, like, she doesn't have to stay there for the money. She can honor herself and her heart and move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful. Do those opportunities seem boring to you or exciting?
Exciting.
Yeah. Okay, good. So let's take this even a step further. As you take a look at where she is, like the progress she's made, and then these opportunities that are just right there for her, if you were to name, I don't know, two or three things that she could work on, maybe not even two or three, let's just say one or two things that you guys could be working on together over the next month or two, that would really help lead her in these new opportunities, these new directions. What are some of the things that you really want to work on with her? Like, what would feel exciting to kind of sink your teeth into with her?
Um,
this process of getting in tune with her heart and honoring her heart's desire first and foremost above all else as a guide for both her leadership at work and at home and sort of her inner landscape.
Yeah. Good. So how would it feel to move forward with her in that direction?
Really good. Really exciting. I hope she's, I sort of have to figure out how you go from same old
well,
until I
would share, I would share all that we just spoke about with her. I mean, don't share that you're getting bored with her. But share, this is what I've seen happen for you so far. And I actually feel like you could be moving much quicker now. You know, I feel like we needed to set this foundation, but actually, I'm wanting you to move more quickly, and I feel like it's ripe, and you're ready. These are the possibilities that I see for you, and this is what I really feel like we should work on next together. How does all of that land for you?
Great. Perfect.
And this is so great because, what we just went through is like a little bit of a version of what I was offering Nicole at the beginning of the call, right?
So
it's not exactly that full out next steps, but it's a way of resetting the container. But it starts with you and your energetics and how you're showing up for the client and how you're seeing the client.
Yeah. Great.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Who else? Star two. What else can I help you guys with? I think we have time for at least one other question if there is one. Star two. Going once, going twice. Anyone have any questions? All right, well, then I will trust that we're complete for today. I hope this call was helpful. And just let me know what you guys need. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.
The moderator has left.